On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move. On your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Joanna Earle.
Thousands of potholes on Kent's roads are set to be fixed thanks to almost £1.5 million from the government. The cash is a share of £50 million that will be spent on the problem across England over the next 12 months. However, Kent's roads maintenance budget has been cut by £2 million this year. Matthew Balfour's in charge of transport at the County Council.
Inevitably, it's an ongoing problem, but I think it's worth pointing out that this is the worst time of the year. We've been through the winter, albeit that it's been a mild winter, but it's still rain and water that does damage to the roads.
KMFM News.
A report revealed a woman who was killed by her estranged husband had raised concerns about his behaviour to Kent Police on 9 separate occasions. Anne-Marie Birch was strangled in a field near her home in Ramsgate in November 2013. The Independent Police Complaints Commission has been investigating. Nicholas got the details.
Well, the police watchdogs found that several of the 47-year-old's calls to the force weren't dealt with properly, including one on the day she was killed, which wasn't logged correctly. They've also found some officers failed to investigate potential offences, including harassment and making threats to kill. 12 recommendations have been made to the force on how to improve. 55-year-old Lee Birch from Lymington Road in Westgate was jailed for life in April 2014.
The disappearance of a serving police officer from Greenhithe is now being investigated by Scotland Yard's Homicide Unit. PC Gordon Semple was last seen on Friday afternoon near London Bridge, but failed to return to his home in Kent later that night. CCTV of the last known sighting of the 59-year-old has been released. You can see the images at kentonline.co.uk. Around 100 packs of illegal cigarettes have been seized in Thanet this week as part of a huge crackdown on fake tobacco. Kieran has the details for KMFM.
Well, they're the barks of the sniffer dogs being used at stores suspected of selling the counterfeit items. The animals are working alongside trading standards officers as the cigarettes are often hidden. And how do they get to Kent? Well, they're generally imported from abroad before being sold at discount prices. James Widett from the council says they carry huge health risks.
The products aren't as safe. With a standard cigarette, if you stop smoking it, it will go out. With these illicit tobacco, when you stop smoking it, it carries on burning, and there have been deaths caused by cigarettes that have fallen and set light to houses.
And he says they're not the only dangers.
The cheap price means that it's being made available to children. It's stopping people from quitting smoking, and because it's an illegal product, we've got illegal groups of people bringing it in, so you've got organised crime in your local community.
Alongside the raids, experts are travelling around in a trailer which contains some of the fake packets. They're hoping to raise awareness among shoppers.
A lot of children do smoke, and obviously cigarettes are expensive nowadays, so obviously something they're going to try and buy cheaper products, and obviously this is raising the awareness of how bad they are.
The more they can get people aware of these things, it can only be a good thing.
Hopefully make more people aware of what's about.
The team are at Westwood Cross today and will be in Ramsgate tomorrow.
KMFM News.
There are calls for food packaging to show how much exercise is needed to burn off the calories we're about to consume. Experts say there's little evidence the current traffic light labels actually change behaviour. The new symbols could show someone walking or cycling. And it's been announced auditions for The X Factor are going to be taking place at Dreamland later this month. It's all part of a UK-wide tour to find solo acts and groups. Anyone over 16 can turn up to take part on the 28th.
KMFM Sport.
Dublin Liverpool take on Borussia Dortmund in the Europa League quarter-finals later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Andy.
Well, the first leg's in Germany, where manager Jurgen Klopp will return to his former club. He says going back isn't something that worries him at all.
It's absolutely normal. I had said goodbye 9 months ago. I come back during the game. Nobody has to think about how I could feel when they score a goal or things. That's the sport. We love it because of this.
Kickoff's at 8:05 tonight. Meanwhile, Manchester City are in with a good chance of reaching the semi-finals of the Champions League for the first time. They drew 2-2 with Paris Saint-Germain in the first leg of their last eight tie in France last night. And with 2 months to go until Euro 2016, Northern Ireland are up to their highest ever FIFA world ranking. Michael O'Neill's side have risen 2 places to 26th. England have dropped down a position to 10th. Wales are down 7 to 24th. And Scotland are up 5 to 40th. Argentina are top.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.